Welcome to day 16 of our 21-day healing journey. Take a moment to shift the focus from whatever is going on in your room, in your mind, in your body, and place your focus in the healing power of Jesus. Today we're reading from John chapter 10, verses 10. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. Another translation says, the thief has only one thing in mind, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come to give you everything good in abundance, far more than you expected, life in its fullness, until you overflow. Today the devil might be out for your destruction, to steal your joy, to steal your health, to steal time you still have with loved ones. But today we receive the promise of heaven that Jesus came to stop that destruction, to stand in the way of the enemy and to stop the work of the devil, so that we would receive the opposite truths, that we would have a life that does not take away, a life that adds, that we would be abundant in our joy, abundant in our peace, and our life would have fullness into overflow. Father, I thank you that your beloved child listening today has a revelation that although there is an enemy out to steal, kill, and destroy, their Savior has stopped it, so that we can receive through Jesus a life full of peace, full of wholeness. And Father, we thank you that whatever comes against us shall not succeed. We receive the greater revelation of our Savior today over our circumstance, over our enemy. We thank you, Jesus. You are working for our victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Receiving communion is a powerful moment, and we encourage you to take a bread or cracker, water or juice around you. Even in a hospital room, you can use some of the food set aside and the water set aside as a powerful moment to receive communion. And communion is about placing your faith for your healing in the broken body of Jesus, for your forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, placing your focus on what Jesus has done for you. As you receive communion, reflect powerfully that no matter what you face, Jesus is greater. His love for you is greater, and he so desires to see you healthy and whole. Now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and show you his grace and give you peace.